Previously on
Dubious Intent.
Dubious Intent.
Live from the palatial Pride 48 studios, or somewhere, it's time for Dubious Intent to return to the internet. I am your host, Adam Burns, and I am joined by, I don't have anything for this person, but I'm joined by the wonderful Auntie Vera Charles from the dubious free state of California.
We should have worked on that prior to coming on the live stream. I mean, gosh, it was so easy to get on this stream. Hi, Adam.
I know. Hi.
Welcome. And how are you? How are you?
I'm doing great. Was that not the smoothest, like, return to the internet has ever?
It really was several magic moments that had me. I know I was on the edge of my seat, and I'm sure that everybody in the chat room was as well.
Well, let me just, okay, so anyone who's listening to the recorded, and Lord knows, if I can get out a recorded version of this, we will, mm-hmm. I mean, we will all be, it is like I have never podcasted in my life, and so just to give, because I want the people listening to the podcast to get a feel of what goes on. So first of all, as per usual, I did not plan enough time between work and getting here. And so,
as opposed to I, who have been planning this since 12 noon.
And bless your heart, I asked you to do this. And then, I didn't even think, I should have thought to myself, Adam, we should do a test with Auntie Vera a day or two ahead of time. Like
that, yeah.
And we didn't.
No, we didn't.
And then I'm trying to do P90X and everything, and we waited too long for that. And then you email me again, bless your heart, and you're like, could we possibly do a little technical check, And I was like, oh yeah, we need to do that. We need to do a technical check.
Especially with me, with Granddad here, who has trouble finding the on and off button on the computer.
And I come in here. And we test out your audio and everything, and it's perfect.
Thank you.
There were no issues, nothing.
I know. I worked really hard since 12 noon.
And, well, I really appreciate that because I told you this earlier, but I thought to myself, because you and I discussed this briefly via email when I asked you if you would be a co-host tonight, and you were asking me, okay, now can I use my Snowball mic? And then, I will record on my professional mic, and I was picturing, two or three microphones in front of you and like you.
Just like the podium at the press conference. Yeah. Well, that was my go-to if I couldn't get my ridiculous system up and working. Ultimately, I think what's wrong, believe it or not, and this is so fucking exciting, I think I have a faulty earphone plug on my computer, on my laptop. And I think it's as simple as that. And it's been that way since the very beginning, which has caused me great grief in trying to set things up. However, I stuck my pole in only so far. And it seems to be working so that I can hear and everything. And you can hear me. And so I'm jumping up and down with excitement at how nice my setup is. And I was very, very surprised that it took us so long to get this fucker started. But it started now.
So one more little bit and then we'll get on into the show. But so then we sit down. Auntie Vera is perfect.
Thank you.
Everything's perfect. The chat room is all there. They're ready to go. They've all got their popcorn, beer, vodka, Hello. Whatever they need. And we said we're a few minutes late, but nothing unusual for Dubious Intent. And then we're like, okay, we're gonna go, and the stream dies. Now, when does that happen? Hardly ever.
I tend to bring that kind of luck to people, however, Adam, especially in my show business career.
Now, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say, but, you know, I don't know if it was sabotage. I don't know what it was, you know. I don't know what it was. It's just, it's kind of coincidental, you know, the first recording out the gate and the stream just magically dies.
Yeah. I smell him. I can smell him.
And then I couldn't remember the URL to get to the server because that's how organized. But anyway, we have started, and I just want to, you know, for anyone who's confused, and that would be me as well. I'm just looking at the Trello and you, some of the things you've got here. I don't.
They're all just to make you laugh. Okay. They mean absolutely nothing. They're just there because I'd never used Trello before and I got excited and started giving you ideas to talk about.
I really want to know what you're going to say about butthole sniffing.
That was a category, a card, as they say, I put in the Trello. Yes, butthole sniffing. It was about dogs. See? Ha, 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 ha. You thought it was going to be lascivious.
No, with you, I know it's never lascivious with you. It's often, what do you call it, saccharine or...
I prefer gentle, kind, and maybe sweet. I wouldn't go to saccharine unless you're doing a segment on my program. Vera Speaks for Real, VeraSpeaks.com.
Yeah, and I didn't even... I introduced you, but I didn't tell people where you were from. So my assumption was... that everyone would just know, I would say Auntie Vera, or they would just hear your voice and they would know automatically.
Well, it goes without saying, but I like to be humble.
So go to veraspeaks.com.
Yes, for all the information.
Auntie Vera does a wonderful podcast.
Thank you.
Vera Speaks for Real. So for any of you who are confused, and we all are, I am back. And what I've decided to do is I didn't want to waste the feed. I mean, to be honest, I like a show with a co-host, and I didn't want to waste all of you wonderful listeners who have, you know, so laboriously subscribed to Dubious Intent, and we've grown this audience over the years, and I thought, well, why start from scratch, Adam?
Just like a festering boil that grows on your ass over the years. I'm sorry,
from scratch? I've never had a festering boil.
Because it'll pop, and then you'll get an infection, and it's not good. And
then you'll have butthole sniffing, and it'll just...
Yes, all kinds of things like that.
Well, at least the dog.
You know what always disturbs me, and I am guilty of it as well, because I'm reading the chat room. They get into conversations that have absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about. They don't give a shit what we're saying. They're in there talking about Timmy going to Alaska. Oh, Lord, help me, please. Australia and popcorn and missing carbs. And we're here really busting our chops trying to put out really quality entertainment. They don't give a shit.
No, they've heard this show before.
That's true. Well, but Daniel was on it before.
This is the dubious return of intent. So they were expecting, like, you know, they were expecting a train, even worse train wreck than normal, because they're like, oh, yeah, Adam, just one half of dubious intent. Something's got to go awry. But
actually, what you did was you dumped off the dead weight. And that's the best thing that you could have done for this show.
You know he's going to listen to at least this episode. You know he's going to listen.
No, he's too busy now. He's got his little boyfriend, and they go to places and eat shit, and they post pictures. It's cute. I swear to God, I want to take a bow and arrow right in his left eye.
You know that happens, though. You know, you're still that way now.
I know.
With Gooch after 30 years?
30. It's going to be 30. See, 7. Help me, Lord Jesus. 83 we got together, so it's going to be 34 years in August.
That's a lot of years.
Yes, and I am sickeningly saccharine and ridiculous about him. However, when we were together, there wasn't such a thing as the internet, and I didn't post pictures of what we were eating. Although when we first got together, that would have been... not a good thing to post what we were eating, if you get what I mean, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
See, I was thinking like ramen noodles, but I, you know.
Well, yeah, when we first got together, poor. We were poor.
Yes, they are doing a lot. He is enjoying his life,
mm-hmm.
and that's good. And you know that in the beginning of a relationship, it's always that way.
Yes, absolutely.
It's smoochy this and smoochy that. And, you know, after about, I don't know how long, it depends on the person, but I would say 6 months to a year in, they're playing WoW in separate rooms, you know. I don't know. I don't know where, you know, we'll see where it goes, you know.
I want to interject something before you go on. I want to say that you are looking very, very handsome, sir. Extremely handsome. And I am not a fan of facial hair. I do not like facial hair. And yet it's really working on you, dude. You look very handsome.
Well, thank you so much. You know, there was drama because, well, and I talked about it on my personal journal podcast. The catalyst, because I have never grown facial hair on purpose. Like I shave it off every day because I'm fairly hairy individual. And so every day I diligently shave, and after we got back from our trip to San Diego, I had gotten a sunburn on my lips. And
not anywhere else but your lips?
Well, there were other places. Yeah, I was just jutting my lips out. Yeah.
So.
All the time. Just, you know, everywhere I went.
I guess doing the, what do they call that? The girls that pucker
and pouty?
That thing, those lips thing. I don't know. Fucking, I can't. It was big to do the.
Oh, duck face?
Yeah, duck face. That's it. So you've been doing the duck face and then sunscreening the rest of you.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I did. I did get my forehead got a nice burn and it peeled and some other places. But I guess, and I'm just assuming this, I get cold sores or fever blisters occasionally. But I mean, like once every 2 years, like really rare.
Sunburns will bring those out in you.
And so my lips got a sunburn. And then a couple of days after we got back from San Diego, I started feeling the tingling kind of whatever sensation of the cold sore visitor.
Yes.
And
it's called herpes simplex.
Oh God. I hate that. I don't like that name. I realize they're in the same family, but I honestly do not think it's an STD. I think because I remember having
it
from before.
No. It is absolutely not an STD. It can be transmitted from a person to a person without any sexual contact whatsoever. It's part of the chickenpox viruses, and it's part of herpes zoster, which is shingles. All of those things are all the same and have nothing to do with sexually transmitted diseases. So
it just feels so shameful.
Well, my sweet husband Gooch, because of being exposed to 13 other siblings who had everything, gets active cold sores that are just horrible, and it's all part of that herpes simplex. It has nothing to do with being a bad person.
Well, as they come, it was a pretty not nice looking one. And I couldn't shave my mustache because I had a cold sore there, where my mustache is. And so I didn't want to just grow a mustache. I made the mistake though. Stepdad has just a mustache.
Okay.
And it's just a mustache, no beard. And
yes.
I've never been a fan of mustache, no beard. For those of you out there who have that, I'm sure it's fine, but I've never been a huge fan. But I wasn't thinking. I go over to their house and we're having dinner, and I say to my mom, "Well, you know, I didn't want to grow a molester stash or something like that." And you know, my stepdad. And then I was like, "Oops, foot and mouth." There's my stepdad sitting right there, and he's a little hard of hearing, so I was just hoping he didn't hear the whole like sentence that I said.
Yes.
But anyway, I decided to grow out the whole thing, long story short.
Well, it looks good.
Thank you. And actually, it got much longer and bushier than this. And I could not stand it. So I took the razor, not the razor, but the beard trimmer to it and got it really close. But now it's been growing for a couple of days again.
Yeah.
I haven't decided if I'm going to go just this or I don't know. We'll see. But thank you.
You're very welcome.
So for those of you who are confused, I'm back. And for a while, it's going to be the Regis and Kelly model that I've described before, where I'm Kelly. Nice to meet everyone. And I'm going to rotate co-host, mainly because I don't want to inconvenience anyone to be, you know, stuck on a show weekly from now into eternity. If one sticks and they like it and I like it and everyone likes it, then maybe there'll be a new, you know, official replacement.
Wait a minute.
But for now.
Wait a minute. This isn't permanent for me?
Well, we'll see.
I thought.
I mean, you know, there are contracts. There, you know, you wanted green M&Ms in the dressing room.
I'm kind of upset, Adam, because I thought that we had an agreement around me being on a replacing Daniel.
You're familiar with these. It's an audition.
Oh, okay. I'll be on my knees and over in a little while.
So we're gonna do that. Oh, no, if you said to me, you know, Adam, I want to do this every week. I love you. You know, then I'm sure we could work something out. But the plan was to, you know, roll a few people in and out, see how it worked.
Sure.
You know.
See who has the best setup.
Honestly, now you're making me feel bad. I know you're joking, but now you're making me feel bad.
I am.
But I don't want to.
Absolutely teasing. I can barely get through my fucking show anymore, sweetheart, let alone another one. You know, I just, I am honored. And I mean, I'm not joking. I'm being deadly serious. I am honored that you asked me to do this, that you asked me to be the first one on your first venture back. I'm really honored. And I love that I'm here. And I do love you. There's no fucking way I would do this every fucking week. In no fucking way.
Well, I had to start with the heavy hitter. You know, I'm not gonna bring Scott the Satyr for like the first one.
Oh God.
I mean,
why, he's a heavy hitter.
I'm just,
I know,
he's probably not even listening. I just you know, maybe so I know what we could do.
What?
We could rotate back and forth between you and Conscience.
Hey.
Then that would give you a break.
What a one. Yeah, that would give you a break, all right. What a great idea.
Every other week, yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? I will definitely suggest that to him and see what he thinks. You know, but he's very busy with his polymer heads, so we'll see.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any shaped like me yet?
No. Although, if he's done one of, like, Doris Day, it'll probably end up looking like you. He isn't real skilled at this.
I'm trying to envision what, like... I haven't Googled it, but I'm trying to envision what, like, the process of making a polymer head, and like, is it like clay?
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, you're sculpting it, or is it?
See,
is that's polymer?
Yeah, I'm showing him, by the way, my Vera Speaks head, my Auntie Vera head that I sculpted. Polymer clay is a clay that made of polymers. Polymer clay is a clay that has, instead of water as its moisture, it has a chemical in it that evaporates at a very low temperature. So after and it stays soft for a very, very, very long time, just like me. And
so do I recently.
As we get older, it just happens. So what you do is you bake the clay, as opposed to needing a kiln, which goes way high and melts the sand in the real clay. A regular oven set in the 200s will solidify a polymer clay, and so it's easy to do at home.
So you guys went out and bought a kiln for him and everything?
No, that what I just said is you don't need a kiln, you just need a regular oven, and you didn't listen to anything I was saying, did you?
I heard kiln.
You were looking at something else on your screen. Are you looking at porn while we're doing this, for God's sake? Can't you
yes,
get
exactly.
enough of that shit?
Exactly.
Yeah, Toppy just said sculpy clay, and that's exactly what it is.
I had never heard it called polymer clay. I learned something new. I had next door neighbors, and this is not clay, but they had a kiln in their they had a barn looking thing, a workshop in their backyard, and they had this big huge kiln back there, and they would make these plaster whatevers. I mean, whatever. So, and they got really into it, where they would carve the shape of whatever they were making into this block thing. And then you pour the plaster into it and you like make a mold.
Yes.
And then you put it in the kiln and you bake it, and then they would paint them and they would do rabbits. And
yeah, it wasn't plaster though. It was probably liquid clay, and they call that bisque ware. When they do that like that, it comes out as bisque, and then you paint it, and it's, I'm sure this is exciting for everyone to hear about.
Everyone loves anything that we say. It's fine. So anyway, I'm back, okay. And also we will see whether the name stays the same, whether all the segments stay the same, whether, you know, what happens. I'm kind of hoping that the audience will tell me what they want, if they even care, and we'll just make those decisions as we go. But, and for now it will be every other week. So don't expect a show every week.
Well, what are we going to do with our Thursday evenings, Adam, if you're not every week?
There are plenty. Well, you could make bisque ware.
Oh, that's an idea.
Yeah, that's what you could do. Just or actually, the polymer clay is a better idea, because apparently when I'm not listening and you say that you don't need a kiln for that.
Correct. You do not need a kiln for polymer clay. You need a simple oven.
That would be the perfect hobby, because you don't. You know what I've been doing, and this is really going to bore everyone, is I've been playing with Raspberry Pis. Now, I bet you don't know what that is.
You know, it just harkens back to the old Melon jokes, and I don't want to go there. And they made a movie about it, didn't they? I don't know if it was a raspberry. I think it was an apple pie they made the movie about. No, I have no idea what Raspberry Pi is, sweetheart. Please tell me.
It's a tiny little computer.
Oh.
That sells for about $30, and you can use them for, it doesn't do the kind of things that your normal computer would do. It's not powerful enough. But like, for instance, what I did is I wrote a little, you're able to hook electronic things into it and control them. And so I have LEDs above my cabinets in my kitchen, and I wanted to be able to program them. And so what I've done, and the simplest thing is just to program them on a schedule. So they would come on, you know, come on during the day, go off on their own at night. And then eventually I want to be able to control it from my phone and from the internet and, you know, all over the place. So I've been doing that. So
well, that's very exciting.
I created my own little rolling workshop where I put monitors, like I got a monitor stand and I've got a soldering iron.
That's pretty exciting, Adam.
I have been listening to your show.
Yes.
As I do.
Bless your heart. You just caught up because you knew you were going to be talking to me.
I always, whatever you want to think, but I am subscribed to your show and I've been listening to it.
Bless your heart.
And recently I've noticed that you'll start the show and about 5 to 10 minutes into the show, you'll say, I need to go take a break to exercise or to do this or to do that.
Yes.
I think mostly it's exercising, but I'm just going to say it's whatever. I need to take a break to go whatever.
Right.
And what I'm thinking is, okay, you've recorded literally like 5 minutes of the show, like 5 to 10 minutes of the show. Better planning might just suggest that you either wait until you're done with whatever it is, you know, with the recumbent bicycle, or that you start recording maybe an hour earlier so that you're done. I'm just curious why you, 5 minutes before time for recumbent bike, you think, I'm going to sit down and record 5 minutes of the show.
Because I will tell you, and it's a very valid question. And with better planning, if I got off my ass and out of bed and made the notes for my show, I could get it all done early in the day. But that's not, I am a procrastinator and I put things off until the very last second. So what happens is, in order for me to, I have to do like about 15 minutes of work, production work, every time I start a show. I have to do all kinds of, you know, all the shit I put in and all the stuff, and I have to change levels for things and I have to put in the funny thing and this and that. So it's usually about 15 minutes of pre-producing, and then I begin the recording and I start recording, and then I'll go on for however long it takes and I produce as I go along. Well, what you're not hearing is that I've been at it for probably about 20 minutes when I stop the show. I've already been working for 20 minutes, and that 20 minutes is going to save me, because what I need to do at 4:30 is go ride my bike until 5:30, then get in the shower and shower off, then go downstairs and feed the dogs, then make Gooch and I a drink at 6 o'clock, and then come back up here and finish the show. And if I start it at 6:15, then I got 20 minutes of pre-show to do. I've already got that taken care of. So, like you said, with better planning, absolutely, I wouldn't have to stop. But I've never been a good planner.
Well, and I just, but I do want to say, though, that I'm glad that you are actually going down and riding the bicycle. Exercise is very good.
Yes.
I do P90X every day. So I wouldn't want to suggest, oh, just skip the recumbent bike. Just keep recording.
Oh, God. I tell you something. I wish I could, but I've got a husband who says, look, you're killing yourself in every single way possible. Can you do this one thing for me and ride the goddamn bike? So I say, yeah, I will. I will. I'll ride the bike.
So I'm kind of a yo-yo. I've lost 22 pounds
recently. I could tell, but you know why I didn't want to say anything? I never like to say, hey, you look great, you've lost weight, because the implication there is that you didn't look great before. And so I never say that, but I did notice the weight loss. I did.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, it's fine either way. Yeah, I've trust me, I'm not a positive person. I am negative, but there's another word for it.
Pessimistic.
There's another word just right in the back of my brain that won't come out. But regardless, glass half empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there is that side of me that someone says, oh, Adam, you look great. You've lost weight. And then I think, huh. But that's just me. I mean, that's just me. You know, but I'll go up and down. But Mark has been on board. He doesn't need it. He is a stick figure. But he has been religiously doing the diet with me. He has been religiously working out with me. And I'm thinking, I wonder if he just decided to do that to make sure that I did it. Because he was like, he's getting a little bit too heavy.
Such high self-esteem. Such amazingly high self-esteem you have.
I don't want to be with him anymore if he gains any more weight. I better start working out with him.
Oh, bless your heart. No, I think he's just being supportive. He's being supportive of you.
Well, he wants to gain muscle, so he does have a reason to work out. And it's not like he never worked out. He used to work out all the time as well. So, but the diet part, he doesn't really need. Do you see what I've got here? You may never get these.
It looks like... Oh, squash pennies!
I've got... These are the only ones I can find.
Are those... Those are for me?
Yeah, I've got four, but I've only found two. The other two from like a year and a half ago...
It's the thought that counts, Adam. It really is.
I just want to prove to you that I've got them here, and that you know I'll give you, you know, I'll mail these to you eventually. So Toppy is saying that he has to go.
Why do you have to go, Toppy? You don't have to go, sweetheart. Did we say something to offend you?
He always has to go. It's always too late for him. I even started the show earlier, thinking, oh, you know, now Toppy will be able to listen to the whole show. It was all, in fact, it was all for Toppy, so that he.
It figures, you know, he's that kind of person. He's very, very, he's an ingrate, we like to say, an ingrate.
I can never have him as a co-host because I won't be able to do it early enough. I'd need to start like while I'm at work.
I know. Well, you know, that just people like that exist in the world, and we have to come to understand that their wants, needs, and desires come before everybody else's. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Thursday nights are the wrong night for dubious, he says. So why don't you change it to another night to make Toppy happy?
Well, I had already thought I was bending over backward to record earlier tonight so that he could listen, and now he wants a different day. I don't know. We'll have to think about that. So I wanted to talk about briefly, because I don't want to make any announcements. Because I don't want people that are listening to this. I want them to get the announcements when everybody else gets the announcements.
All righty then.
But Pride 48, which is a thing, we are now streaming live over at pride48.com.
Yes.
Is, you know, has had a little bit of a lull there. You know, we've had no talk of what's happening next, what events were happening next, what we're doing, et cetera, et cetera. And we are going to have our very first State of the Station of this year.
Wow.
And it's coming up this Sunday, April the 30th.
this Sunday, April, I'm writing this down, this Sunday, April the 30th.
Yep, and it's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
7 p.m. Eastern Time, which would be 4 p.m. Pacific.
Is that your recumbent bike riding time?
4:30 is my recumbent bike riding time. 4:30 to 5:30.
Okay. Do you have, maybe if you have some listening device at your recumbent bike, you could just listen while you bike. Do you bike on Sundays?
I watch TV when I'm recumbent biking. I watch Netflix and or Amazon Prime and several shows that I enjoy.
That's another option. Yes. So I wanted to announce that. So all of you who are listening now and when you are listening later, those people that listen to the recorded version, we are going to have a state of the station and we're going to make some announcements. And not bad announcements. That kind of sounds like it was bad announcement. We're going to make some announcements.
Some announcements about there will be some changes in our organization and we need to discuss them.
The state. The state of the station will be announced.
Yes. I know. You know, DJ Star Sage just said Murder, She Wrote was yanked from Netflix. And I know the Dirty Bastards did this to me once before, but she may be back because I was in the middle of watching the third time through and they yanked her. Anyway, yes. State of the station, April the
30th
and at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Eastern time.
Exciting.
You can go over to pride48.com/schedule.
.com.
And you can see that. And then you'll also see that Dubious Intent is streaming right now. Although, this is not funny at all, but funnily enough.
Can I laugh?
I was thinking, you know, I should change the album art. I really need to take Daniel off.
Shit, yes.
Off the album. And I was like, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll just create a cartoon of each of the co-hosts that co-host, oh, you know, and
Lord,
I'll just switch
Jesus.
It out, you know.
No.
I found a photo of you on Facebook, a really nice photo, and I was thinking, oh, you know, it can't be that hard. I'll just create a cartoon of Auntie Vera, you know, and put on there with me, right?
How'd that work out for you?
And I'm not an artist. I'm not. And I was thinking, oh, it's going to be easy. There are all these apps out there. Yeah. There are these websites, you know, all this stuff. And you just go to the website, you put in the file, it just pops out this really cool, like, no, they don't look.
Mm-mm.
So then I found this article on, what's that website? The website that has all the how-tos on it. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. And they have Instructables.
I've never heard of this, Instructables.
Yeah, and so they have a step-by-step, and it's like, download Adobe Illustrator if you don't already have it.
shit.
And so I've got a new iPad Pro, and so I was like, okay, I'll see if there's an Adobe Illustrator app for the iPad Pro. And so I download it. What? There was, amazingly enough. So I download it. And I'm trying to learn how to use it. And then I'm like, I have a pencil, iPad pencil, and I'm like, so it says trace over. So I'm trying to trace over you, and it's looking horrible. I mean, it's looking clown-esque.
What picture are you, you know? What picture of me did you have?
It is a really nice picture of you. It's good. It's, you must be on a cruise. It's from Facebook.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just a,
oh, oh,
and
oh,
you're,
oh.
You're kind of facing sideways a little bit. But you've got a really nice smile, and Gooch is there. But I erased Gooch out.
Shame
because
on
he's not on the show. I mean, it's nothing personal to Gooch.
I understand.
You understand?
Yes, I understand.
I gave up.
I think I noticed RT Cruiser say the same thing that I was thinking, and that is you should just put a big old question mark, you know, blank out his face and put a question mark over it, and that way you will never know who's going to be until you
pick out the permanent host, but. Until then.
Now, I do, joking aside, I do want to say I haven't decided if rotating folks works the best. For instance, Kelly on Live with Kelly, she's gone like a year and a half or something without picking a replacement. And word on the street is they're getting better ratings with her not picking one, with the anticipation of her picking one. So that everyone's saying, oh, she's probably just going to go on forever and not pick one. So, I mean, who knows? I could just rotate them out like tricks.
Yeah, like you used to.
Right.
Yes.
Not now.
No.
I mean, you know.
No.
Not now.
No.
So earlier today, I'm not related to this at all, but I wanted to say it. Talk about this. I'm going back to work from lunch, and I have an addiction to these. They're really good. These Arctic, they're Altoids Arctic Mints. And they don't come in the normal Altoids box that you think of that's kind of flat and rectangular. They're in a, it's kind of a standy-uppy metal container.
Standy-uppy.
I can't describe it, but standy-uppy metal container.
Do they use that in their advertising?
They do.
In the news, standy-uppy container.
Exactly. That you sound just like the announcer on the commercial.
I know. Isn't that
actually
amazing? I should go into voiceover. Not that good.
You could do it as a hobby.
Yeah. Okay. An avocation.
For whatever reason, anytime I like something, it becomes very difficult to get. And so, especially grocery shopping, but this as well. So I really love these and I'm addicted to these mints. And the only place that I can get them in town is Walgreens.
Amazon doesn't have them?
Well, Amazon does, but I forget to order them. I do. Normally, I will order an 8-pack of them.
Yes.
And I should just put that on a subscription because you can do that and you save a little bit of money, actually. But they do have them. And so.
And then you never have to worry about them. You won't have to go to Walgreens and, you know, and which is somewhat, isn't that like bad because it's competition or something? Or
I'm always scared to mention any stores on this show or the other podcast, because here's what happens in the gay community. I always tend to pick a store that is the LGBT unfriendly store.
Right.
So like there's CVS and there's Walgreens. I'm sure one of them is homophobic and the other one is great. There's Hobby Lobby.
You stay out of Hobby Lobby, bitch. You stay the fuck out of.
And there's Michaels.
I don't know if Michaels is cool, but you stay the fuck out of Hobby Lobby and you stay the fuck out of Chick-fil-A. And I don't know, but yeah, I don't know, between Walgreens and CVS, I don't know if either one are homophobic. But really, that's not what I was saying it so much for as your employer. Do they want you going to other places like that?
Well, they don't have any control. I shop at Amazon. I mean, you know, they're, look.
I'm being facetious.
Come on.
I am being facetious, darling.
Don't tell them, Auntie Vera.
Now, when
tell them.
I won't say a word. When Stephanie Edwards was the spokesperson for Lucky's grocery stores here about 120 years ago, she couldn't go anywhere else. And Gooch and I saw her in a Ralph's once.
Take a picture.
If we had, we could have gotten some cash from that bitch. I tell you that much.
We don't have any rules. There are no rules about that. So I go to Walgreens
for your standy uppy box of mints.
I get to the first Walgreens and I go to the candy aisle where they have the mints. And lo and behold, there's an empty box where the Altoids were. That flavor.
Because
that
everybody
flavor.
Loves that Arctic Standy Uppy Mint.
And then I'm not satisfied. I can't go back to work until I get my mint fixed.
Well, that makes
sense. So then I drive 10 minutes across town to one of the other Walgreens. And I go in there and I you know, walk to the aisle. And luckily, there's one tin of Arctic Mints left.
Praise the Lord.
So I snatch it up because I didn't want anybody coming along and, like, you know, grabbing the tin of mints. And I'm kind of running late getting back to work. And I go up to the cash register and this old man is.
Be careful.
Have you seen the little, they used to sell them as like band and choir, those when they have fundraisers and they're lollipops and they're all these different flavors. They have like Hawaiian punch and strawberry and cream. And
the flat kind in a long.
They're round. It's like a golf ball size
on
a stick.
Oh, no.
And he's looking. They have this display and he's looking. But I wanted a Diet Mountain Dew that was in the little refrigerator.
Yes.
And his cart is like right there. And he's just taking his time, like browsing, you know, the lollipops.
Yeah.
And I can't get to the diet. So finally I said, I didn't want to disturb him. I didn't want to cause any trouble. So finally I'm like, I really need to get to that refrigerator. And then he pulls his cart out of the way. And then I open it up and they don't have any Diet Mountain Dew in there.
You made that poor old man move away from getting his favorite, and it takes us, the older that we are, it takes us a little bit longer to find what we need, and you moved him out of the way, and you didn't even get your damned Dr. Dew.
Yeah, and then I felt bad. And then I'm like, well, it's just my luck. There's not one, because they had regular, but I'm like, there's not. And the old little old lady at the counter is like, oh, honey, what did you need? Did you want Diet Mountain Dew? I'm like, yes. She's like, oh, you can just go over the one in the back.
And stop bothering the old people in the store.
So then I go to the back. I get it. I come back. By then, he's now in line in my way. I can't now check out.
He's in your way?
And they're having a, well, he's the little old lady is helping him.
Oh, so these old folks that are in your way, you young little fit motherfucker.
And I'm in a hurry. And so they're having this lovely conversation.
Bless their sweethearts. They've lived a long time. They deserve to have that time enjoying one another as opposed to a young whippersnapper who needs his caffeine fix and his little standy uppy mint box.
And then.
Yes.
Someone comes to the other checkout and they're like, oh, you can come over here. But I couldn't because
the old man ran over there first.
No, the little old lady had my box of Arctic mints.
Oh. And there was only one in the whole fucking store. The news.
I was trying to refrain from doing that. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it.
Pavlov.
In a beleaguered United Airlines.
Oy.
Because, you know, United Airlines is the one that's beleaguered.
In yes.
The whole, you know, in the whole thing. They are facing a fresh controversy or controversy, if you're in England, today. After a fit and healthy giant rabbit expected to become the world's biggest died suddenly on one of its planes.
Oh.
Simon, a 10...
Did they try to throw him off because they were overbooked with farm animals? That would have worked better had you given me this shit prior to the show, I could work out better crap, but go ahead.
It's fine. Your crap's good even.
Thank you. That's not the first time I've heard that, baby.
Last minute crap is fine. Simon, a 10-month-old, 3-foot continental giant rabbit, expected to weigh more than the 25 pounds, so he's expected to weigh more than 25 pounds when fully grown, was bought by a mystery U.S. celebrity buyer who paid more than £2,000 to fly him from Heathrow to Chicago.
Wow.
Do you think it was Digger?
Why would it be Digger?
Don't they live in Chicago?
Yes, they do live in Chicago, but he doesn't have that kind of money. Poor thing is on welfare. He has to go. It's embarrassing. He comes here just to eat.
They do. They do fly. You know, they are the most jet-setting couple. Like it's unbelievable. One day they'll be in Key West. One day they'll be at your house.
And they never fucking sit still. They never fucking sit still. We're out to this restaurant. We're over here. We're doing this. I'm touring the San Francisco Fun. I'm here. Hey, look at my pictures of this. I'm there. This is my family I'm visiting today. Hey, tomorrow. Oh, look at this. I'm here. And it's, do you ever just sit with yourself quietly at home and stare at yourself in the mirror? It's a frightening thing, but you should try it sometime, especially with your hair in the condition it's in.
There's another Pride 48 member, Hendrick. I don't know if you're familiar with Hendrick or if you know who that is.
I know that people fall all over themselves for this guy, and I can't quite understand why, but that's not my place.
Well, he and maybe he's a flight attendant. I'm not sure. I don't know what he does for a profession. But every time I see him on Facebook, he's mentioning that he's somewhere else. Germany, you know, Austria, Amsterdam, Chicago to visit Ricky. All over the place. He's just all over the place. And I don't know if he's rich or he's a flight attendant, but one of the two or both could be.
Yeah. So what happened to the bunny?
So the bunny died. It was being transported to some mystery celebrity, as I said. So the breeder of the large rabbits that mailed it, her name is Annette, and she's a former Playboy model, but they have suspicion that it survived the flight but died when being held in a storage room at O'Hare International Airport. They actually don't know why it died.
Oh, there is a terrible, terrible irony to the fact that the hare died at O'Hare.
Yeah, they don't know why he died. A woman in Florida was very concerned for her safety after a man repeatedly broke into her home, left her some new underwear while he stole some of her old ones.
Well, you know, that's kind of a Robin Hood-esque thing going on, you know. Taking away the stinky and giving back the clean. It's kind of like what Robin Hood did. And I think it's only fair that if you're going to take something from someone, that you give them something better in return.
You know, I know that's a fetish, and I know that maybe he wants fresh ones, but there are websites you can go on and buy people's used underwear, and they'll just mail them to you.
Yeah, I have found in my very, very long, long life that there really isn't anything that won't be fetishized by people. Everything you can imagine, everything, there's nothing new under the sun. So, you know, but you don't, listen, you don't break into somebody's house several times and steal their underwear. Unless you're invited.
Maybe they're better, you know, fresh. Maybe he didn't want to buy them online or, like, have someone mail them to him because, you know, he wanted them right out of the laundry basket.
Well, I don't think that he wants them clean.
No, you can.
That's the
you
whole.
You can buy. So there are websites. I know you're not aware of this thing.
Yes.
This thing.
Yes, where you can buy dirty. I know where you can buy dirty.
You can even
underwear.
Tell them how many days you want them to wear them, you know, and I want you to go to the gym and work out a few times.
I just because that is really revolting to me, I can't be judging other people for getting, you know, for whatever floats your boat in this world. And the bottom line is if you are not hurting any other human being in what you are doing, then do it and enjoy it. However, I have enough trouble sniffing my own dirty underwear, let alone somebody else's. And I do sniff.
I want to know, do you try? I mean, do you?
Well, you know, I got nothing to do, and I'm thinking, well, there's a pair of the old tidy whiteys over there. I'll give them a sniff.
So, A,
what the hell?
So, A, why do you have trouble sniffing them? I mean, well, what is the?
Oh, because of my sinus condition. Oh,
okay, I was wondering if it was the bending over to pick them up off the floor, or if it was the.
Hey, you know, don't get ugly here. Do not get ugly, you smart-ass little fuck. Just because I am 40 years older than you are, or 30 years. Well, how old are you? And just because I am morbidly obese and have trouble bending over, I don't think it's your place to make fun of me here, to ridicule me as a guest on your program. And look at what you've done. You've compromised the integrity of the program by making fun of the fat old man who's your co-host today.
So we have I truly care.
Work in bald.
I truly care.
Make a bald joke.
I truly care. But RT Cruiser is telling us that Hendrick is some kind of logistics manager for an airline. So there you go. He works for an airline.
Yes. So he gets to fly everywhere.
So the guy who stole the underwear was finally found, and he was charged with stalking, 3 counts of burglary of an unoccupied dwelling, and 1 count of burglary of an occupied dwelling.
He was charged with stalkings.
You know, there used to be a show called Silk Stalkings?
Yes, I know. I have every year, this is going to be exciting, every year Gooch and I at Christmas time watch a show that was recorded off of USA TV, USA Network. 100 million years ago, and on that recording of Father Knows Best Home for the Holidays, there is a commercial for that program, Silk Stockings.
I used to watch that when I was like 12.
Yes. That's, there we go again. I am much, much older than you.
That was not an age joke.
Working a bald
joke?
That
was not an age joke, I promise.
Let's all sing Happy Birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
I don't know all that.
La 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 la. It is time for the birthday segment.
How exciting that there's a segment for birthdays
where Adam will play some musical thing.
No. And my thing will be the thing, his thing.
And Auntie Vera.
Yes, who's. Oh, right. I'm going to do this?
Yeah. We'll use this his head gonna, brain. This,
and mouth words.
So, yeah, we're going to.
This is going to be an.
We're going
to
do this.
I would just like to alert the chat room to put in the answer immediately, and I will be watching.
Yeah, so the chat room is rightly saying, first of all, I never would have admitted this when Daniel was on because, it was a thing and I couldn't. And, you know, there's no way that he could ever listen to this recording. So first of all, what I'll say is the song kind of grew on me a little bit, you know, as we went along. But the second thing is it was kind of for Cronehaven was right, or Polychrone was correct in the chat room. It's kind of a nostalgia birthday song.
Yes. I'm nostalgic.
Are you ready for your first clue?
Yes, please. Because I know all of these. Oh, God. This is just going to fall flat on its ass. Okay, that's the theme from Mama's Family. That's how Daniel always does it. So, oh, you have to do it right. And RT Cruiser says you better go through to 7 May for Pride 48 birthdays if you're going fortnighty. That must be some kind of the 7th of May. That would be my birthday. That's my birthday.
Oh, that's right. Well, it was good that he mentioned that because
I know.
It slipped my mind.
I bet it did.
So, as you said, it's Mama's Family.
Right. So, Harvey Korman's dead. Oh, do you do dead people's birthdays?
Well, none of these are dead, so...
Okay, so it's...
But I'll give you a second clue.
Oh. Okay, it's Carol Burnett. Well, it's Vicki Lawrence, then. It would be Mama's... But that's not a fair clue because Mama's Family had Carol Burnett and Vicki Lawrence in it.
Well, you're going to have to pick one.
All right, Vicki Lawrence. It must be Vicki Lawrence's birthday.
It is Carol Burnett's birthday.
Oh, my... Fuck me up the hole and call me Tina. God damn it. 50... You know, my entire life is that 50-50, and I pick the goddamn one wrong one every fucking time. It's Carol Burnett's birthday. Chop out all the rest of the shit. It's Carol Burnett's birthday, right?
It is Carol Burnett's birthday.
See, I knew it. How old is she?
She is 84.
Bless her heart, and has so much work done now that she pees out of her throat.
Wait, does she... Oh, no, she... Just because of all the... I thought you were saying she had a tracheotomy.
No, she had so many facelifts that are now her vagina's in her neck. See, that's a joke.
Well, I haven't seen her recently. I thought she kind of faded away. Anyway, I haven't seen her in a while. She's 84. Let's move right along. Dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
I don't know the song. I don't know the singer. I don't know the genre.
Well, it's pop.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, there's your first clue.
Okay, that's great. That gives me a lot of... It's someone who sings.
It is. Okay. Here is your next clue.
Sophie Tucker?
No, I wonder if the chat room had any idea.
They haven't been helping me with this fucking thing, so I don't know.
No, they're never very helpful. It's Kelly Clarkson. Come on. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yes. The original winner of American Idol.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Kelly Clarkson is 35 years old.
Bless her heart. 35 years young. As Daniel would say.
All right. So here is one you're going to know.
Okay.
You're going to know this one.
I'm going to trust you, Adam, with everything in me.
The last three, I think you've got. I think the last, you can redeem yourself. No, actually, you've got the first one, kind of.
Well, yeah.
You 50-50, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you've only really missed one. So you'll know this one.
All right. Oh, well, of course, it's Babs's birthday on the 24th.
You even knew the date.
April the 24th. Yes, Babs's birthday. I can't tell you how old she is, though. I should have known that. I should know how old she is. How old is Babs?
She is 75 years old.
Wow, Babs is 14 years older than I am. How about that?
Two more. I had another song for her, but since you were so good, we'll just skip that.
I'm better at this than even Daniel was. I'm unbelievable. Let's hear another one. Okay, that's One Day at a Time.
It is One Day at a Time.
Right, so it's either Valerie Bertinelli, Mackenzie Phillips, or the dead one, Bonnie Franklin, or Pat Harrington. Do I have another clue?
You do. Would you like it?
No. I'm just going to sit here and pick my ass. I have no fucking idea what that is.
So I'll give you a little bit of clue on this one. This is a Nick at Night show that's newer. And Betty White was in this one it was an ensemble cast.
Okay, Valerie Bertinelli.
It is Valerie Bertinelli. I've never heard her ding, called ding, Valerie ding, Bertinelli, ding, ding. But yeah, it's Valerie Bertinelli.
Oh, Bertinelli.
And she is 57 years old. And now if you want to see her, she has a cooking show on Food Network.
Well, I'm running right over there because I can't think of anything more exciting than Valerie Bertinelli starring in a cooking show. I really can't imagine anything more thrilling.
And this is our last birthday.
Okay, let's see if I can get it, shall we? Clue number one. Okay, that's the theme from TOS. I think it's George Takei's birthday, isn't it?
It is.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, my.
Yeah, that was all. So, yeah, it is his birthday, and he is a little bit older than Barbra Streisand. He is 80 years old.
And he looks terrific for 80. Although I don't know what 80 looks like.
Actually, I thought that, I also thought that, what's his name? The captain, William Shatner. The last time I had seen him, looked good for his age.
Well, the thing about Shatner is that he's wearing a rug, is that he gets a lot of makeup put on him, because when you see him regularly, he's never without the rug, but when you see him regularly, with no makeup, he looks like a tick that's being squeezed really, really hard. His face is just bright red and bulgy. And now, see, this is, remember what I told you? And I have to let the listeners in on this stuff. I told Adam up front that the reason that I don't do live streaming shows and stuff like that is because I have very little control over my mouth and the things I say. And I've already insulted about three people on the show. That's why I don't do this live, because I would take that out about William Shatner. I don't have anything against William Shatner. He's never done anything to me. It doesn't matter what he looks like. And I shouldn't rag on what he looks like. Although he looks like shit, but I shouldn't rag on what he looks like.
William, you know? If you're listening, Bill, if I can call you that, Bill, if you're listening right now, Auntie Vera apologizes for anything he may or may not have said.
Exactly.
And if it had been his show, he would have edited that part out.
I would have taken it right out. I would have said, no, you don't say mean things about people unless they deserve. There are certain people that deserve to have mean things said about them, but I don't think we want to go there on this particular show. I love that movie, DJ Stars Age. Death Becomes Her is one of my favorite movies of all time. What's next, Adam?
Well, we don't have any contact because this is the return of the show, so we're not going to do that segment this week.
Can't we make something up?
No.
I got an email saying how much they enjoyed me on the show, and they'd like to see me as a regular.
Well, if you would, if you would like to see Auntie Vera more on the show, or hear Auntie Vera more on the show, you can.
Did you just call me a moron?
Call in. No, I didn't.
You said Auntie Vera moron.
No, on the show. I don't know what you're talking about. I did not call you a moron. You guys can call in and you can email, because the show is back and that will be played. And you know, and Auntie Vera will just...
Now, don't you have any Pride 48 birthdays, Adam?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We do. We just talked about it and I didn't even... So, Pride 48 birthdays, we have Ziggy. We have Carlos Hernandez.
Oh.
Grim Grinnin' Jay
comes out to celebrate.
We have Hey Girl Hey.
Hey Girl Hey.
We have Drum Major Kev.
Drum Major Kev.
And we have Gar in Denver.
And Gar in Denver.
Yeah, I just can't imagine who else.
Well, I don't know. My mother.
Oh, Auntie Vera's mother.
Two days ago, she turned 90.
Oh, happy birthday, Auntie Vera mother.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone in the chat room have any birthdays?
Suggestions about birthdays? Anybody heard anybody talking about their birthday or something May, like in May or something, the beginning of...
All right. It's my birthday on May the 7th. It's my fucking birthday on May the 7th.
It's Auntie Vera's birthday on May the 7th. And
thank you. Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365.
You know, this would be a perfect opportunity for me to send my...
scorched pennies.
To you.
I would love that.
I want a little bit more than Christina's box, though. I mean, I want some kind of, you know, like... Yep. Pageantry. When you,
I have to show you Christina's ugly box that is absolutely brimming with my scorched pennies.
You won't even notice mine. They'll just be one of a like a milieu of pennies.
Listen, I tried in the beginning to lay them all out so that I could see each and every one, and literally ran out of room because I had this little glass top table that I put them all in, and I got so many that there's no way. So I decided to house them in the box, in Christina's ugly box.
I saw a YouTube video one time where someone tiled an entire kitchen floor with pennies.
I saw that too. Not something I would do myself, but it was interesting.
Well, happy birthday early, because you won't be on the show on your birthday. Maybe you'll get some squashed pennies from me.
Thank you. How did you remember it was my birthday? Thank you.
I'm good like that.
I guess you are.
I'm thoughtful. And what I want you to do when it is your birthday is I want you to...
Yes.
I want you and Gooch to fly to Italy. And I want you to, you know, have a nice dinner. And I want you to drink nice glass of wine. Sure, on me.
Uh-oh.
And I want you to drink that glass of wine under the Tuscan sun. There is no way I'm going to remember all this stuff, but we were not written at all, barely recorded, and presented to you, you know, by two people. So you can...
Something about Creative Commons.
Yeah, creatively commoned, you know. Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and something under blah, blah, blah. You can contact us. Please contact us so we'll have that contact segment.
How?
229-234-7587. You can email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
Sounds good.
You can go over to our website, dubiousintent.com, for all of these wonderful episodes. Thank you for those of you who stuck in, although if you're listening to the recording, it probably sounds perfect because,
yes.
You know, I don't want to release what people actually had to go through on the live stream.
That would hurt.
I want to thank you for joining me.
It was absolutely my pleasure, sweetheart. I really, really enjoyed it. Good night. Good night, Chet.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride 48.com.